don't hear a lot of that downbeat accenting. Here, some of you are kind of laying back a little bit. That totally works. But yeah, just be conscious of kind of how you're inflecting swing feel. I think that it's in your ears already, but just at times it goes in and out too. So all right, let's try it. Yeah, so starting with goody, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That seemed a lot clearer. for the most part. And then the idea being that I think you guys noticed when John was subbing for, well, I guess you guys weren't there, but he's the kind of drummer that assumes everybody is going to be responsible for their own time. And so Rob is just laughing to himself.
It was good, but it was fun, but I was like,
yeah,
oh.
So what do you, I mean, can you elaborate on that a little bit, or I'm just curious what
like
it felt like.
He doesn't, like, play, yeah, he doesn't play that. There's everything but
that. One of the best demonstrations I can
do. Right.
So I'm being too nice to you guys?
Well, no.
He does a lot of stuff, mixing up cymbals a lot, and then a lot of just weird rhythms and stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the basis for all of it, but he just breaks up the time in a lot. Some drummers break up the time in a lot of different ways.
I like to do that, but
yeah,
when I feel like I'm going to lose everybody, I don't do that.
And that is exactly the point that we're trying to get to, is if you feel like you have to keep everybody together, because rhythmically we're not totally sure where we are, it's kind of on us to help him out.
Like I did when we were trading. One of the trades, I didn't come back in on time, and there was a little hesitation
right
there. Like, oh, wait, you know, this
right
time.
So it's yeah, I mean, oftentimes the bass and the drums end up being the people that have to be super clear all the time because you're afraid you're going to lose everybody. And, you know, really great groups of any era, it's, if you took out all the other instruments, if you, you know, if you're sitting at the soundboard and you just muted everybody else, the time would still be there. And in fact, a really good solo practice thing to do, I would say, just go through any tune, see if you can just take a chorus of lines by yourself and still have the time and the harmony be clear. If you can do that, then everything else is icing on the cake, and that frees these guys up a ton. I mean, what started to happen, I don't know, probably bebop era, late bebop era, is you end up with the drummer doing another layer on top of that. So you're playing da 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 da